Welcome to Tales of Tucson,
a series of original radio dramas inspired by the legends, mysteries, and histories of the Sonoran Southwest.
Episodes take place in real locations around southern Arizona. We're blending the real and the fictional.
Tales of Tucson is co-written and co-produced by
Laura Markowitz
and John Bornholt.
And now for Episode 3.
Folks might not know it, but Arizona's got itself 129 ghost towns. Back in the 1800s, pioneers headed west to stake their claims and make their fortunes. They got rich on gold, silver, and copper until the mines dried up or the prices fell and, well, no more jobs. One by one, all them towns were abandoned and now they're nowhere you ever heard of. One of them was called Total Wreck. No joke, that was really the name. It was tucked away in the Empire Mountains about 25 miles outside of Tucson. From about 1881 to 1890, had about 200 people living there. Folks who visited it called it right pretty. But when the price of silver hit bottom and the mine shut down and all them people left, no one thinks about Total Wreck anymore. Why would they? It's just one more sad story of the West.
That so-called road was a chiropractor's nightmare. I feel like Deborah Winger in Urban Cowboy.
So you keep telling me.
The scene where she's riding the mechanical bull.
Ugh, we have a show to produce, and we need to scout this location.
I have a better idea. Let's do lunch! Siri, where's the nearest sushi bar?
Marcus. Do you really think being the artistic director for a reality show called Ghost Town Hunters meant shopping for antiques on Melrose Avenue? Come on, we're hiking up to that ridge.
Are we there yet?
Ugh.
It's impossible to make these places look good. If only you'd let me design a perfectly stylish ghost town, we could use it for every episode. And as a bonus, we would never have to leave civilization!
Where's your pioneer spirit?
Back at the Hotel Congress, waiting to be served a margarita in a frosted glass.
Now I'm ignoring you.
Our intrepid host, Heinrich, will love that barbed wire fence with a sign that says, "Beware open mine shafts." What a shame. We'll have to turn around and go back. Oh well, we tried.
We can crawl under the barbed wire over here. Come on. Note to self, this fence is a problem. We'll have to get permissions to bring the trailers through.
I hope I'm up to date on my tetanus shot.
Here, see if you can find any good props with this metal detector.
Really, Audrey? Are we looking for buried treasure now? I thought this was a show about ghosts.
Old junk looks good on screen. Ooh, don't tell Heinrich I said that. Oh, great. You found something.
Another rusted tin can. Color me surprised.
Whoa. Did you feel that?
Feel what?
Like electricity or a vibration or something. I feel so cold all of a sudden.
Ooh, Audrey. Was it a ghost? We use that cold routine all the time on the last Ghost Hunters show I worked on.
I'm serious. You don't feel it? It's like the air is suddenly different.
Don't go native on me, girlfriend. There's no such thing as ghosts.
Don't be ridiculous. I know that. It's just odd.
Oh, you're probably just dehydrated. It is a desert out there.
Ugh. GPS says Total Wreck should be just past the fence. Let me look at the map. Okay, we're almost to the top of the ridge. Total Wreck was in that valley below.
Down in the valley, girl. The valley girl below.
OMG! Marcus, get up here. Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Is that a town?
It can't be. There's nothing here on the map.
Oh, great. We're lost. Probably a summer camp or a work prison. Ooh.
I see a bunch of old-style wooden buildings. But where are the roads? Where are the cars?
Give me those binoculars. Hallelujah. Now this is what I'm talking about. Somebody has already built my dream ghost town set.
Is that a horse-drawn wagon?
This has to be old Tucson Studios.
We're nowhere near there. I'm sure this is where Total Wreck should be.
For once, you're obviously wrong, Audrey. Let's ask Siri. Oh, joy. My phone is dead. The metal detector's dead, too.
My phone is dead, too. What's going on here?
Maybe this is a top-secret government installation that's guarding extraterrestrials, and they're using a magnetic pulse to kill all our electronics so we can't post it on Snapchat.
You know what's weird? In 1883, 200 people lived in Total Wreck. There were 30 houses, 5 hotels, 4 saloons, banks, laundries, and stores.
Okay, Miss Wikipedia. Give me those binoculars again. I count about 30 houses down there. I thought you said the mine went bust in the 1880s.
It did.
So what is this? Like a ghost town that forgot to die?
I have no idea. But according to Google Maps, GPS, and the guidebook, this shouldn't be here.
There's probably a perfectly logical explanation.
Like what?
This could be one of those Western reenactments, like we saw in Tombstone. Those are retirees from New Jersey strutting around pretending to be Wyatt Earp. Actually, that's kind of hot.
Not helpful. Look, let's leave all of our stuff here under this rock. We'll go down to the town and pretend to be lost hikers. Don't tell the people that we're with Ghost Town Hunters until we figure out who's in charge.
Oh, don't worry. It's not something I ever brag about. Oh, gag me. I smell outhouses. This 1880s reenactment is entirely too realistic.
Ooh, I smell it too. Do you hear that music? It's coming from the saloon. I really think this is exactly what Total Wreck would have looked like 125 years ago. We can use this!
We can shoot from up on the hill, down by that stagecoach, and over by the saloon.
This will make the greatest episode of reality TV ever!
The light will be perfect!
Oh, Marcus, you're a genius! Heinrich will love this! He won't even have to hire extras. These people are already in costume! Ooh, this is good for the budget.
Yes, but we'll have to give it more color. Their style tends toward drab. But of course, I'm more the rhinestone cowboy than the dungaree cowboy.
Excuse me, young man?
Are you talking to me, ma'am? 'Cause I'm a girl.
Ooh, sorry. No offense, but you're dressed in a boy's costume with those jeans and boots and vest and all. Very butch.
Thanks, I guess. I gotta say, those are mighty strange duds you're wearing. I never seen a man in short pants before. Or a lady wearing, lady undergarments without no dress over them.
We're, actors. We're putting on a show at the theater. Oh, I mean, theater. We just want to make sure we're in the right place. What's the name of this place?
Total Wreck. Arizona territory? Ain't nowhere else around here for miles. Tucson is a day's ride that-a-way. Say, what kind of show you doing? You're dressed like you're in the circus. Have you got any tigers? I always wanted to see a tiger.
We'd rather keep the details of our show a secret for now.
Theater actors in Total Wreck? If that don't take the rag off.
Hey, what's your name?
Billy Avery. Pleased to meet you, ma'am.
let me ask you a quick question. How many shootings have you had here in Total Wreck?
only had one shooting once, a couple of years ago. Ethan Sausage was spared a bullet to the heart by a packet of thick love letters he carried in his vest.
Marcus, that's almost word for word what the guidebook said.
I knew it! This is like a Wild West Ren Fair! I wish I'd known. I'd have dressed like Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke.
Billy, who's in charge here?
That'd be Jake. He pretty much runs things. I better go get him for you. Those miners across the street sure look interested in what you ain't wearing.
Thanks, Billy. Go, go, go.
Oh, that was realistic. She's in character, right? All those people must be, right?
If this is for tourists, where are the tourists? I mean, who are they doing all of this for? Look, there's a man loading a wagon with heavy sacks and a woman hanging up laundry. How boring. They're not staging gunfights or phony robberies.
I saw more people carrying guns in Tucson than I'm seeing here. Check out that group of men in front of the saloon.
Are they staring at us?
The saloon sign is so tacky.
Definitely a bad reproduction.
Well, it will redeem itself if it has a juice bar. I'll just mosey over and shake down the natives for some information over a shot of wheatgrass.
Marcus, be careful.
Don't worry, Mother. None of them are my type.
There's one of them, Jake.
You seem to be missing some garments.
I lost them. In the bushes. Up on that ridge.
So you lost your frock?
I'm a lost hiker. Audrey Tyndall, pleased to meet you.
It's a right pleasure, ma'am. So you didn't come on the 2 o'clock stage?
No, we just walked in. I must say, this is a surprise. Well done. I didn't see any mention of an actual town on the webpage for Total Wreck.
Billy, go on and fetch the new schoolmarm.
Miss Priscilla?
Yes, she's fixing up the old assayer's office for a schoolroom. Bring her over to my office, would you?
Sure, Jake. But can I ask? Ma'am, what is a webpage? Is that a kind of a duck?
Just go, Billy. Please come with me, Miss Audrey.
Why are we walking so fast?
You running around in your drawers is drawing lots of attention.
Oh, but wait a second. I have to get my friend.
Get out and stay out, you piker!
Marcus, are you all right?
This brute went crazy! All I did was order a beer.
Randy?
Sorry, Jake. The tin horn asked for grass juice, and then he buys a beer, and he tries to shove a queer.
Excuse me?
Don't deny it. You tried to pass fake money.
No, I didn't.
You tried to pay me with a chip of paint.
Chip of paint?
It wasn't a chip of paint. It was a credit card.
Who's it? I want to know who is going to pay for that window.
I'm going to take these two to my office, Randy. See what their story is.
Well, keep your eye on that one.
I'm calling my lawyer. You can't throw a person out of a window because you don't take Diner's Club.
Marcus, something very strange is going on here.
You're listening to Tales of Tucson on KXCI 91.3 FM. Tales of Tucson is produced by Laura Markowitz and John Vornholt and features the voices of local actors. And now we continue with Episode 3, Total Wreck.
Oh, Jake, Miss Priscilla's here.
Howdy, Constable.
It's a right pleasure, ma'am.
Billy told me you needed me right away.
Oh, my. Billy told me one of them was half-dressed, but I thought she was exaggerating.
Audrey Tyndall, pleased to meet you.
You'd best put this apron on right now.
I'm perfectly comfortable in my spandex trail shorts.
Billy, would you kindly run over to Lisbeth and ask for one of her spare dresses? I reckon she is near to the same size as this lady here.
Oh, there's no need.
Go on, Billy. Folks, this is Priscilla Scott, our new school teacher. That is to say, while I haven't known Miss Scott for long, I feel in my heart that I can trust her.
Why, thank you, Constable.
Well, you did tell me only this morning that if I ever met any peculiar strangers who seemed confused, I should let you know.
Okay, everyone. So here's the deal. I'm the associate producer for a reality TV show called Ghost Town Hunters. My colleague, Marcus, is our art director, and we're here to scout this location for our first season. And may I say, this place is perfect!
Your set design is impressive. This period construction is mostly believable.
We're ready to sign you right now.
Ms. Scott, have you met Doc Clancy yet? I'm thinking these folks may need his help.
I wonder if maybe the heat got to him.
We're not dehydrated, if that's what you're thinking. I just drank a whole quart of Gatorade.
That's why her tongue is green.
Green? Golly, it is green.
Marcus, charge up your phone and take some photos so we can text them to Heinrich. I know he's going to promote me to senior producer when he sees this place.
Constable, I think I recognize these two. I think I saw their pictures on wanted posters at the railroad station over in Tucson.
Whoa there!
Cowboy, what's with the gun?
Looks like you two may be wanted criminals.
That's ridiculous.
Maybe so, but maybe not. But I reckon we'll be keeping you in that cell overnight while I send word to the marshal over in Tucson.
We didn't do anything!
Shh! Just shut up and get in the cell. Something strange is going on here.
Here I am. I got the dress you asked for. What the?
Billy, I'm deputizing you. Take this here shotgun and keep an eye on the prisoners for me. Can you do that?
Sure, Jake. I mean, Constable.
Watch these two tin horns, but don't let them talk to you. Miss Priscilla says they might be wanted criminals. Con artists.
They told me they was actors.
I rest my case.
We're not criminals, I assure you. At least let us charge our phones. I have a conference call in an hour.
Huh?
They may not be criminals, but they sound like they are touched in the head. Doc is on his way. In the meantime, I'm going to take a look up on that ridge where they said they came from. Billy, I'm counting on you. Don't let these two bamboozle you. Keep the cell locked up tight.
Yes, sir.
Psst. Hey, Billy!
I'm not supposed to talk to you.
I understand. I can respect that. I just have one question. What year do you think it is?
I don't think it. I know it. It's 1888, of course.
We're in the land of crazy here, Audrey. Do you realize what this means? Everyone here is delusional. This Dr. Clancy must be a psychiatrist. He needs to adjust their meds.
I don't know. This is all so convincing. Just for a minute, consider that maybe we did go back in time and land in 1888? It's unbelievable, but how else can we explain all this?
Hi, Miss Priscilla. Jake left me here to guard the prisoners.
Good job. Here's a silver dollar. Get yourself a sarsaparilla and a steak.
Whoa, thank you, ma'am. Say, what's that funny thingamabob you got there?
It's like a dowsing rod, only it finds metal. I'm guessing it belongs to our friends here.
Part of their flim-flam, I bet. What you gonna do with them?
That depends on them. But you go take yourself off now.
Yes, ma'am.
So you recognize a metal detector.
You two have to get out of here now.
Let us out of here and we'll go.
Are you from another reality TV show? Because we were here first.
I can't explain everything, but this is what is safe to tell you. I'm an anthropologist studying total wreck as it was in 1888.
So this is all fake?
I'm from your future. We have technology that, let's just say for the sake of simplicity, allows us to choose a day in the past and move it to a dimension outside of normal time.
Back up, sister. You stole a whole town and squirreled it away in another dimension? How do the natives feel about that?
The people who live here don't know. To them, this is just a regular day. I and my colleagues come in on the 2 o'clock stage, dressed in clothing from this time, and we blend in and study the population, the customs, the language, the technology. It's really quite fascinating.
You're not from that Fox show, Wild West Bank Heists, are you? I knew it. All these people are actors.
No, these people have never heard of television. They're really from 1888, and they have no idea that they're in a dimensional bubble.
So they aren't extras?
They died long ago, but a version of them lives here, in this neighboring dimension. It contains just one day of total wreck, March 29th, 1888.
Okay, this is blowing my mind. But if this is a dimension outside of time, then how did Marcus and I get in?
We're guessing it was your metal detector. The science won't make sense to you, but suffice it to say, Total Wreck is still physically attached to this location. When you operated your metal detector, it created a phased reaction and somehow shifted you to the dimension.
So these people aren't alive? Not the constable? Not Billy?
Oh, they're as alive as me and you. In this dimension, no one dies and no one ages. They live the same day over and over again.
This is so Groundhog Day.
This is so unbelievable. How do you keep them from realizing that they're reliving the same day over and over again?
We put something in the water that induces harmless amnesia. They wake up every morning with no recall of having lived this day already. We maintain Total Wreck in pristine condition for our studies, which is why you need to get out of here now. Your very presence is tainting the experiment.
But it doesn't matter, because tomorrow they won't remember. Oh, Marcus, this is perfect! We'll do the whole shoot with hidden cameras. Heinrich, that's the host. He'll come in on the 2 o'clock stage wearing period costumes. Ooh, we'll hide a GoPro in his hat.
Audrey, that is genius.
I can't allow that. We have protocols that must be followed. No one from your reality can know about this. If you say anything to anyone, Total Wreck will be shut down forever.
What do you mean?
The experiment will be terminated. Total Wreck will cease to exist in any dimension. I've broken every protocol by telling you this much.
Ms. Scott?
Jake!
Seems like you've been telling these folks an interesting story.
You heard? Oh no. Jake, I know you're upset, but believe me, tomorrow none of this will matter.
What won't matter? You putting poison in our water? Priscilla, I confess to having feelings for you. Soon as you stepped down from that coach, it felt like you've been in my life for all my life. But I don't know you at all, do I? You're the flim-flammer here, not these folks.
What I said.
Jake, no. You don't understand, and I can't fully explain. Oh, this is a disaster.
Are you maybe overreacting a teeny tiny bit? You can go back to your own time-space reality and make the bubble again whenever you want.
Not exactly. You see, I'm in love with Jake. And even though he thinks he just met me, he loves me too. If I leave, that love will disappear.
Love me? You're poisoning the wells.
Not poison. Look, Jake, it's too complicated to explain. Please, just trust me.
I've been a damn fool. I thought it was love at first sight, but you're just a bamboozler.
It isn't like that.
This is just like the Star Trek episode where Captain Kirk goes native and falls in love with the Indian maiden.
Marcus, we have to get out of here. I'm worried about what Jake will do. He's furious, and he's got that gun.
You folks don't have nothing to do with this. She was probably lying about the wanted poster. Just the same, you got to go. You don't belong here.
Amen to that.
I'll have to escort them out, Jake. They need to leave the same way they came in.
I reckon you'll be leaving with him, Priscilla Scott.
What? Jake! No, don't do this.
Folks in Total Wreck depend on me to look out for him. You sure had me buffaloed, Missy. But now I know the truth. So you go on and get out of my town. I got my gun trained on you, so don't let me see you turn around or try and make a break for it. I'll put a bullet in you, that's a promise.
Jake, please, reconsider. I love you.
Get a move on now. Don't look back.
Oh, Jake.
Top of the ridge is just ahead. You go on now.
Just keep walking.
So what happens next?
I'll open the barrier from here. You'll feel a tingling sensation. I'm going to have to keep the metal detector for study.
What about you? Are you staying here?
I can't. It's over for me. If I stay, he will shoot me.
Can you die here?
Death is barely in our lexicon anymore. I think there's a way I can get back to my own time. I'll try to convince them that there won't be another security breach. Maybe they'll keep the Total Wreck experiment going.
Ugh, my show! Okay, we can make this work. We just can't let you go. We need to talk to you.
If I go with you, I'll exist in your reality, I suppose, but I'll be unable to get back to mine or Total Wreck. Imagine if you were stuck permanently in 1888. That's how I would feel in 2017.
Why be stuck permanently? We can just bring the metal detector back and walk into town tomorrow, and no one will remember us, right?
No. You must promise me you'll never do that. Another breach of security and the experiment will be shut down. Jake, Billy, everyone will be gone forever.
You don't understand. Finding a person like you is the biggest story of our lifetimes. There's gotta be a way to interview you and... Wait! Ugh, it would have won us an Emmy!
Girlfriend, no one in their right minds would have believed a word of it. The real Total Wreck? Too real for reality TV.
But...
And Heinrich would have complained that it was too drab, too dusty. He doesn't want authentic. No one does. They want Hollywood.
My promotion! My Emmy Award!
I'll design a fabulous set of Total Wreck. It'll be much more convincing than what we just saw.
We really met ghosts, Marcus. How do we keep producing this show when we've met the real thing?
We take a page from Total Wreck and forget today ever happened. Let's find a saloon that doesn't come and go in different dimensions and get wasted.
But...
By the way, girlfriend, your outfit? It's a total wreck.
And your hair? Total wreck.
And this ghost town hunters show concept?
A total wreck.
You've been listening to Tales of Tucson. Total Wreck featured the voices of Robin Carson, Paul Hammack, Jared Stokes, Megan Jones, Ella Bracali, John Vornholt, and John H. Love. To hear more Tales of Tucson, visit kxci.org and tune in on May 28th for episode 4 of Tales of Tucson. Thanks for listening.